oportunidad porque te lo vamos a poner muy, muy fácil. Uno de los más prestigiosos máster en inglés profesional con profesores especializados de Business English a un precio único. Llámanos al 91-133-5833 o entra en grupobaugan.com.
Campamentos de inglés sin salir de España. Tus hijos hablarán inglés divirtiéndose, siempre acompañados de nuestros monitores Vaughan. Realizarán talleres, actividades, veladas nocturnas y todo ello en inglés. 91-133-5832.
Tras el éxito de su primera edición, Richard Vaughan y Javier Fernández Aguado ofrecen de nuevo su seminario Emprender y Liderar, las claves del éxito. Adquiere tu entrada en grupobaughan.com/seminario. Por fin tienes el material para seguir el programa cada día. English O'Clock, tu libro, pídelo en Delegaciones Vaughan, en sus tiendas o en la sección de tienda de grupobaughan.com. El libro del programa English O'Clock te ofrece este programa. Vaughan Radio English O'Clock con Julia.
Welcome to English O'Clock. My name is Julia, and here with me in the studio are only three victims. Están cayendo como moscas. Yes. So we have Jesus, we have Annabelle, and we have Dave. How are you guys?
Fine, thank you.
Very good. I'm not too bad. I have slight allergies. My eyes are itchy, and I'm sneezing, so be prepared if I sneeze on the show today. But before we start, I want to give a big shout out to all the people out there who are sick because they have a stomach flu, because they have allergies, because they have the normal flu, la gripe, you know, all that. So get better, take care of yourself because it's very, very, very important that you do. Because otherwise it can come back. Anyways. All right. Let's take a look at the first Twitter question. It goes like this. Is English an easy or a difficult language for you? And then I say, what am I asking you? What do I want to know? All right. So you have to answer all that. You have to answer the answer to the question, is English an easy or a difficult language for you? And then you have to answer, what am I asking you? And then you have to answer, what do I want to know? Do you guys remember how to do that?
Yes.
Okay, we're going to practice this a little bit more. So off it goes. Tweet us out there. You are more than welcome to respond. And for you guys to warm up, let's take a look at the question mix. It's just a random question mix that I always put up on Twitter, at English_o'clock, because there are certain points in the question mix in the book that we haven't seen yet. And if it's one or two, it's fine. But if there are too many, it gets too difficult. And you know the question mix is to review everything that we have seen up till now. Not to see new things. All right. So for now, I'm just rewriting the question mixes and I'm putting them up on Twitter at English_o'clock. English_o'clock. And yeah, so you can go in there and look it up. Right. So are people from Norway Spanish? Are people from Norway Spanish? Annabelle?
No, they aren't.
No, they aren't. Very good. Are they German?
No, they aren't.
Very good. What nationality are they?
They are Norwegian.
Norwegian, very good. And ask me if Arabic is an easy or a difficult subject or language.
Is Arabic a difficult or a easy language?
I try again. Yeah. Ask me if Arabic is an easy or a difficult language.
Is Arabic an easy or a difficult languages?
Language.
Language.
Because it's one.
Okay.
Again.
Is Arabic an easy or a difficult language?
Very good. And now nice and fluently. Is Arabic an easy or a difficult language?
Is Arabic an easy or a difficult language?
Very good. What is she asking me?
She's asking you if Arabic is an easy language or a difficult language for you.
No, no, that's not what she asked. Ask again.
Is Arabic an easy or a difficult language?
Very good. An easy or a difficult language, not an easy language or a difficult language. Try again.
She's asking you if Arabic is an easy language. She's asking you if Arabic is an easy or a difficult language.
Very good. So what does she want to know? What does she want to know? What does she want to know?
She wants to know if Arabic is an easy or a difficult language.
Very good. It's not wrong to say, is Arabic an easy language or a difficult language? But it's longer. And the first language is not necessary. All right. So it's okay if you say, is Arabic an easy or a difficult language? Language only once. Arabic is a difficult language. Arabic is a difficult language. Ask me where in Spain Malaga is.
Where in Spain is Malaga?
Very good. What is he asking me?
He is asking you where in Spain Malaga is.
Very good. So what does he want to know?
He wants to know if...
He wants to know...
He wants to know where in Spain Malaga is.
Very good. Malaga is in the south of Spain. Malaga is in the south of Spain. Bus, Marseille... Paris. Bus, Marseille, Paris.
This bus is going from Marseille to Paris.
Very good. And now mark the M on from.
This bus is going from Marseille to Paris.
Very good. I'm not hungry. And you, Annabelle? I'm not hungry. And you?
Me neither.
Or?
Me neither. I'm not hungry either.
Very good.
So
no. Neither.
Neither am I.
Neither am I.
Am I?
Neither am I. Very good. I'm not playing basketball. And you? I'm not playing basketball. And you?
Me neither.
Very good. Or
I'm not playing basket either.
Uh huh.
Neither am I.
Very good. Now I'm not sure whether you can say basket in English. I would say basketball. Let's play basket. No, I would say let's play ball. In any case, let's play ball or basketball. But you said basket, which is vamos a jugar basket, which is perfectly fine in Spanish. But in English, I think we need
basketball.
The ball, basketball. Very good. And what color are your eyes? What color are your eyes?
My eyes are brown.
Brown. Very good. I'm not speaking Norwegian. And you? I'm not speaking Norwegian. And you?
Me neither.
Or?
I'm not speaking Norwegian either.
Very good. Or? Neither?
Neither.
Am?
Neither am I.
Neither am I. Very good. I'm sleepy. And you? I'm sleepy. And you?
Me too.
Very good.
So am I? No.
So am I?
So am I?
Very good.
I'm sleeping.
I'm sleepy. I'm sleepy.
I'm sleepy. True.
Very good. What does it mean to be sleepy?
Estar dormido.
Estar dormido, pero sin estarlo.
Sí.
So estar cansado. I'm sleepy. Oh, I'm a bit sleepy, you know.
I'm yawning.
But that's to show what it means to be sleepy. Yeah. All right. So you don't have to be asleep to be sleepy. Very good. And I'm hardworking. And you? I'm hardworking. And you?
Me too.
Okay, me too. Very good.
I'm hardworking too.
Very good.
So am I.
So am I. What is to be hardworking?
Trabajar fuerte.
Ser trabajador. Very good. And is a beggar rich or poor? Is a beggar rich or poor?
What's beggar?
Do you guys know?
I don't know.
Yes, a beggar is a poor person.
Very good. Usually they are homeless. Homeless people, beggars. Okay. All right.
Bagger.
Yeah, they beg. They beg for money. They're beggars.
All right. Okay.
Like San Francisco.
Like San Francisco?
Yes.
What's in San Francisco?
There are a lot of burgers.
Oh, okay. I haven't been.
Thousands and thousands people on the streets.
Really?
Yes.
All right. Well, that's a bagger. Un mendigo.
What a shame.
Bagger. Yeah.
Can you spell it for us?
Yes, I can. B-A-G-G-E-R. B-A-G-G-E-R. Now, actually, I'm not sure if it's B. Hang on. A person who lives by asking. No, it's B-E-G-G-A-R. 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 All right. So is a beggar a rich or a poor person? Or is a beggar rich or poor? This way. Is a beggar rich or poor?
A beggar is a poor person.
Okay, very good. Is Marta Sanchez beautiful or ugly?
She's gorgeous.
She's gorgeous. Very good. She's gorgeous. She is indeed. Very good. Is maths easy or difficult? Is maths easy or difficult?
Maths is difficult.
Just not for you, just in general.
Math is difficult.
Math is difficult. Very good. Am I sitting on the desk? Am I sitting on the desk?
No, you aren't.
No, you aren't. Very good. Is Cairo the capital of Kenya?
No, it's not.
Is it the capital of China?
No, it's not.
What is the capital of?
Cairo is the capital of Egypt.
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 Very good. Egypt. All right. And what nationality are people from Argentina? Annabelle?
People from Argentina are Argentinians.
Argentinian. Again.
People from Argentina are Argentinian.
Again.
People from Argentina are Argentinian.
Yeah, Argentinian. Very good. But now mark the M on from.
From. People from Argentina are Argentinian.
Perfect. Very good. And what nationality are people from Germany?
People from Germany are German.
Very good. And is Orense a big or a small street?
It's a big street.
Very good. Plane Seville Alicante. Plane Seville Alicante.
This plane is going from Seville to Alicante.
Very good. Plane Dublin Marrakesh.
This plane is going from Dublin to Marrakesh.
And now mark the M on from.
This plane is going from Dublin to Marrakesh.
Very good. She's Spanish. She's Spanish. Give me the corresponding question. She's Spanish. Spanish is the answer.
What nationality from she?
What nationality is
she?
Is she. That's it. What nationality is she? Very good. Ship Dublin Bilbao.
The ship is going from.
From.
The ship is going from Bilbao to.
From Dublin to Bilbao.
The ship is going from Dublin to Bilbao.
Very good. Madrid is in Spain. Give me the corresponding question. Where is Madrid? Very good. It's in Spain. Train Prague-Vienna.
This train is going from Prague? To Vienna.
To Vienna. Very good. And what color are elephants? What color are elephants?
Elephants are green.
Green. Elephants are green. Wow.
Beautiful.
Elephants are brown.
No, elephants are not brown either. What is the prototypical color of an elephant? Help him.
Elephants are gray.
Yes. Elephants are gray. Elephants are not green. Elephants are not brown. They're gray. And what country is Tokyo the capital of? What am I asking you?
You're asking me, what's the capital of Tokyo? What's the capital of Japan?
No.
You are asking me...
What country is Tokyo the capital of?
You are asking me, what country is Tokyo the capital of?
What country Tokyo is the capital of?
You are asking me, what Tokyo...
What country?
You are asking me, what country is Tokyo the
capital... Tokyo is?
Damn. You are asking me
what country Tokyo is
the capital of.
Again.
You are asking me what country Tokyo the capital of. Tokyo is the capital of.
Try again.
You are asking me what country Tokyo is the capital of.
So what do I want to know?
You want to know what country is the capital?
No.
You want to know
uh-huh.
what country?
Yes. Tokyo.
Tokyo
is
the capital of.
Again.
You want to know what country?
Tokyo.
Tokyo is the capital of.
Very good. So, what country is Tokyo the capital of?
Tokyo is the capital of Japan.
Of Japan it is. Very good. Ship Hamburg, New York. Ship Hamburg, New York.
This ship
yes.
is going from
Hamburg?
Hamburg to New York.
New York. Very good. And where is Austria? Where is Austria?
Austria is in Sweden.
No, Austria is a country. Sure. It's Austria.
It's in Europe.
It's in Europe. Fair enough. Where in Europe is it? Where in Europe is it?
It's in center of Europe.
Again?
It's in the center of Europe.
It's in the center of Europe. Very good. And where is Chamartín? Where is Chamartín?
It's in the north of Madrid.
It's in the north of Madrid. Very good. And who is a woman? Denise Johnson or Nancy Johnson? Who's a woman? Nancy Johnson or Denise Johnson?
Both are women.
Both women. Are women. Not quite. Not quite. Denise is not a woman. Denise is not a woman yet.
Yeah. Can you repeat the question?
I can. Who's a woman, Denise Johnson or Nancy Johnson?
Only Nancy Johnson, because Denise is a...
She's a child.
She's a child.
She's a child. Yeah. She's a girl. She's a girl.
She's a woman. Okay, okay.
Don't argue, Jesus. Don't
okay,
argue.
Okay,
okay. What nationality are people from Japan?
People from Japan are Japanese.
Very good. And what nationality is Philip Johnson?
Philip Johnson is American.
American, very good. And what's that?
That's a guitar.
Very good. And what's the capital of Scotland? What's the capital of Scotland, Annabelle?
The capital of Scotland is Scotland.
Edinburgh.
No. Ah, okay, Edinburgh.
Edinburgh. Again.
The capital of Scotland is Edinburgh.
Again.
The capital of Scotland is Edinburgh.
Very good. And when is your best friend's birthday? When is your best friend's birthday?
My best friend's birthday.
My best friend's.
My best friend.
My best friend's.
My best friend's birthday is on the 23rd of December.
Very good. And what color is a cucumber? What color is a cucumber?
The cucumber is.
What color is a cucumber?
A cucumber is green.
Very good. What color is an apple?
An apple is yellow.
Is yellow, for example. Very good. There are yellow apples, there are green apples, there are red apples. And when is your brothers? Do you have a brother? Do you have a sister? All right. Well, do you have a brother?
Yes.
Do you have a sister?
Yes.
Do you have a brother, Annabelle?
Yes.
Okay.
No, a brother nor a sister.
A sister. Okay. When is your sister's birthday? When is your sister's birthday?
My sister's birthday.
Yes.
Is 15th. Of,
is on?
Is on 15th.
Is on the?
Is on the 15th of August.
Very good, again.
My sister's birthday.
My sister's?
My sister's birthday
uh-huh.
is on the 15th of August.
Very good. What is your mother's birthday? When is your mother's birthday?
My mother's birthday is on the 13th of January.
On the 13th of January. Very good. Let's take a look at vocabulary booklet. Number one, what we have seen so far, which is list 1 to list 11. Oh, my book is falling apart. All right. So how do you say caluroso o caliente?
Hot.
Very good. What about bolso?
Bag.
More specific?
Handbag.
Handbag. Very good. Estrecho?
Narrow.
Narrow. Very good. Agradable? Agradable.
Nice.
Thank you, Dave. Nice.
Nice.
As simple as that. Nice. Tren.
Train.
Train. Very good. Abrigo.
Coat.
Very good. Idea.
Idea.
Yes. Luz.
Light.
Yes. Montaña.
Mountain.
Mountain. Very good. Planta.
Plant.
Yes. Habitación.
Room. Bedroom.
No. It's the M. It's the final M.
Bedroom.
That's it. Bedroom. Cansado.
Tired.
That's it. Tired. What about bosque?
Forest.
Very good. Cabeza.
Head.
Izquierda.
Left.
Very good. Pregunta o cuestión?
Question.
Question. Very good. Profesor.
Professor.
Mm.
Teacher.
Teacher. Very good. Suelo.
Floor.
Yes. What about necesario?
Necessary.
Very good. Máquina.
Machine.
Yes. Similar.
Similar.
Yes. Joven.
Young.
Young. Very good. Entre.
Between.
Very good. Difícil.
Difficult.
Very good. Día festivo.
Bank holiday.
Bank holiday. No. Very good. Or holiday. Yeah, both are correct. Bank holiday or holiday. Both are correct.
Dave, I'm right.
Salón o cuarto de estar.
Living room.
The living room. Very good. Nariz.
No, nose. Yes.
No.
No.
Nose. Nose. That's it. Very good. De verdad.
Really.
Really. Ordenador.
Computer.
Uh-huh. Reunión.
Meeting.
Pasillo.
Hall.
Very good. Bolsillo.
Handbag.
No, bolsillo. No bolso.
Pocket.
Pocket. Very good. Historia o cuento.
Story.
Very good. Ventana.
Window.
Window. Dibujo.
Drawing.
Drawing. Very good. Llamada telefónica.
Call.
More specific. More specific.
Phone call.
Phone call. That's it. Very good. Niebla.
Fog.
Fog. Very good. Tema.
Subject.
Subject. Very good. Principiante.
Beginner.
Beginner. Mantequilla.
Butter.
And claro, transparente.
Clear.
And hija.
Daughter.
Daughter. That's it. Very good. All right. What comes before Monday? What comes before Monday? Jesus. What comes before Monday?
Before Monday comes Sunday.
Very good. What comes after Wednesday? What comes after Wednesday?
After Wednesday comes Thursday.
What after Wednesday comes?
After Wednesday comes Thursday.
Very good. What comes after August?
After August comes July. No, September.
don't after, let him intimidate you.
After August comes September.
Very good. What comes between December and February?
January comes between December and February.
Very good. What comes between Wednesday and Friday?
Between Wednesday and Friday
comes
Tuesday.
No. Wednesday and Friday. Wednesday and Friday.
Between Wednesday and Friday comes Thursday.
Comes
Thursday.
Again.
Between Friday and Tuesday. Between Friday.
Wednesday and Friday.
Between Wednesday and Friday comes Thursday.
Very good. What comes before Wednesday?
Before Wednesday comes.
Comes.
Tuesday.
Comes.
Before Wednesday comes Tuesday.
Very good. What comes before February, Annabelle?
Before February comes January.
Very good. What comes before Saturday?
Before Saturday comes Friday.
Very good. What comes between January and March?
February comes between January and March.
Very good. What comes between Saturday and Monday?
Between Saturday and Monday comes Sunday.
Very good. What comes before July?
Before July comes June.
Very good. What comes after December?
After December comes January.
Very good. What comes before December?
Before December comes November.
Very good. What comes between February and April?
Between February and April comes March.
Very good. What comes between Thursday and Saturday?
Between Thursday and Saturday comes Thursday. No, Friday.
Again.
Between Thursday and Saturday comes Friday.
Very good. What comes after Thursday?
After Thursday comes Friday.
Comes.
After Thursday comes Friday.
Very good. What comes after Saturday?
After Saturday comes Sunday.
Very good. What comes after Monday?
After Monday comes Tuesday.
Tuesday. Very good. What comes after April?
After April comes May.
Very good. And what comes after February?
After February comes March.
Excellent. After February comes March. Very good. We're going to start practicing before the break. Me too, me neither, so am I, neither am I, etc. All right, so very quickly, it's drill number 53 and 54 from the English O'Clock book, and we're talking about sentences 31 to 40 in both drills. So, I'm not flying. And you? I'm not flying. And you?
Me neither.
Or?
I'm not flying either.
Yes.
Neither am I.
Neither am I. Very good. I'm not dialing. I'm not dialing. And you?
Me neither.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not
dialing.
Dialing either.
Yes.
Neither am I.
Neither am I or neither am I? I am.
Neither am I.
Neither am I. Very good. I'm hot. Whew, I'm hot. And you?
Me too.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hot too.
Mm-hmm.
So am I.
Very good. I'm laughing. And you?
Me too.
Uh-huh.
I'm laughing too.
Yeah.
So am I.
Very good. I'm sweating. I'm sweating. And you?
Me too.
Uh-huh.
I'm sweating.
Sweating.
Sweating too.
Uh-huh.
So am I.
Very good. What is to sweat? What is to sweat?
Sudar.
Very good. I'm not yawning. And you? I'm not yawning. And you?
Me neither.
Uh-huh.
I'm not yawning either. Neither am I.
Neither am I. Very good. I'm not paying. I'm not paying. And you?
I'm not paying too.
Either.
I'm not paying either.
Uh-huh.
Me neither.
Or?
Neither so am I.
Neither so am I.
Neither am I.
Neither am I. Very good. I'm cold. And you?
Me too.
Uh-huh.
I'm cold too.
Uh-huh.
So am I.
So am I. Very good. You guys, don't you go anywhere, because we'll be right back after the break and continue this marvelous drill. So stay tuned.
El libro del programa English O'Clock te está ofreciendo este programa. Blanco.
White.
Negro.
Black.
Rojo.
Red.
Azul.
Blue.
Amarillo.
Yellow.
Gracias, ya te llamaremos.
Ya te llamaremos.
Acaba ya con la pesadilla de todas las entrevistas de trabajo y mejora definitivamente tu nivel de inglés profesional con el Máster en Inglés Profesional de Vaughan. Llama ahora al 91-133-5833 o entra en grupovaughan.com.
Primero.
First.
Segundo.
Second.
Tercero.
Third.
Cuarto.
Fourth.
Quinto.
Fifth.
Sexto.
Sixth.
Séptimo.
Seventh.
Octavo.
Eighth.
Noveno.
Ninth.
Décimo.
Tenth.
¿Todavía no has llamado para hacer tu prueba de nivel? ¿Todavía no has llamado para informarte sobre el EMIP, el Máster de Inglés Profesional de Vaughan, para ti? Llama al 91-133-5833 e infórmate sin compromiso. Además, solicita tu prueba de nivel. 91-133-5833. También disponible en Valencia y Barcelona. ¿De dónde eres?
Where are you from?
Soy de...
I'm from...
Eres de...
Are you from...
¿De dónde eres? Soy de Inglaterra.
Where are you from? I'm from England.
¿De dónde eres? Soy de Estados Unidos.
Where are you from? I'm from the United States.
¿De dónde eres? Soy de Reino Unido.
Where are you from? I'm from the United Kingdom.
¿Eres de Italia? No, soy de Alemania.
Are you from Italy? No, I'm from Germany.
¿Eres de Francia? No, soy de Inglaterra.
Are you from France? No, I'm from England.
¿Eres de Rusia? No, soy del Reino Unido.
Are you from Russia? No, I'm from the United Kingdom.
Ya tienes disponible el libro de este programa, English O'Clock. Con este libro vamos a ayudarte a pulir los conceptos más importantes del idioma, guiándote hacia un consolidado nivel de inglés. En este libro encontrarás todos los ejercicios que se tratan en el programa y podrás realizarlos tú mismo, igual que lo hacen las víctimas. Además, escuchando el programa, también te darás cuenta de los errores que cometen los alumnos. Podréis trabajar vuestra pronunciación, ampliar vocabulario y ganar ganar agilidad con el idioma. El programa English O'Clock está orientado al aprendizaje de los conceptos claves del idioma, el repaso de elementos básicos y estructuras imprescindibles para dominar el inglés de una vez por todas. Por fin tienes el material para seguir el programa cada día. English O'Clock, tu libro, pídelo en Delegaciones Vaughan, en sus tiendas o en la sección de tienda de GrupoVaughan.com.
I'm here to tell you about the EMIP.
Alberto, what's the EMIP?
Well, in case you don't know what it is, the EMIP is our Master in Inglés Profesional for the evenings. Now, we know not everybody can dedicate all day to improving their English, and some of you have busy schedules, which is why we have an evening master's program. This way, you can keep advancing in your job and keep improving your English at the same time. More than 500 hours of English, both in class and out of class, will really help you master. Eso es, llegar a dominar will help you master the English language once and for all. De una vez por todas. If you want more information about our EMIP, Danny, what's the phone number they can call?
Infórmate llamando al 91-133-5833. Y recuerda, también disponible en Valencia y Barcelona. El libro del programa English O'Clock te ofrece este programa. Estás escuchando English O'Clock con Julia.
Welcome back to the second half of English O'Clock. We were just in the middle of practicing drill 53 and 54 from the English O'Clock book, which is me too, me neither, so am I, neither do I, I'm not either, or I'm too. All right, so you guys getting it slowly but surely, so we're going to continue a little bit more. I'm checking the time, and you? I'm checking the time, and
me
you?
Me too. Very I'm good. I'm checking the
time. The time?
The time. I'm checking the time.
Two? Two.
So am I.
So am I. Very good. I'm working. And you? I'm working. And you?
I'm not working either.
But I'm working.
Okay. Me neither.
But I am working. What you're saying, okay. If I say I'm working and you're okay. Saying me neither, lo que está diciendo es que yo estoy trabajando y él tampoco. Pero es que no estamos de acuerdo.
Me equivoco.
So, what do you say? No, que no pasa nada. Me equivoco. No pasa nada. ¡Que no pasa nada! Joking. So, I'm working. And you, are you working?
Me too.
But are you working?
No.
So?
I'm not working.
There you go. I'm not working. I'm working and you're not working. Let's try again. I'm working. And you?
I'm not working.
Very good. I'm not working. Very good. I'm doing two things at a time. And you? I'm doing two things at a time. And you?
I'm not doing two things at a time.
All right. Very good. Very good. Ahora han descubierto el no estar de acuerdo. I'm not texting. I'm not texting. Me va a soltar. Pues sí, yo sí. Yo estoy aquí mandando mensajitos.
Me neither. I'm not texting.
Texting?
Either.
Uh-huh.
Either.
Neither.
Neither. I'm. Neither am I.
Neither am I. Very good. Neither am I. I'm not calling anyone. And you? I'm not calling anyone.
I'm not calling anyone either.
Very good.
Me neither.
Uh-huh.
Neither am I.
Very good. I'm not dressing up. I'm not dressing up. And you?
Me neither.
Uh-huh.
I'm not dressing up either.
Very good.
Neither am I.
Very good. I'm playing with my hair, Annabelle. I'm playing with my hair. And you?
Me too.
Very good.
I'm playing my hair.
With my hair?
I'm playing with my hair too.
Uh-huh.
So I am.
So am I.
Am I.
So am I. Ay, so am I. Very good. I'm looking at my phone. And you?
I'm looking at my phone either.
No.
I'm looking at my phone too.
Very good.
Me too. So am I.
So am I. Very good. I'm not brushing my teeth. And you?
Me neither.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not brushing my teeth either.
Uh-huh.
Neither am I.
Very good. I'm not buying anything. And you?
I'm not buying anything either. Neither am I.
Me?
Me neither.
Me neither. Very good. I'm looking out the window. I'm looking out the window. And you?
Me too.
Uh-huh.
I'm looking to the
window. Out the window.
I'm looking out the window. I'm looking up the window.
I'm looking out the window.
I'm looking out the window too.
Very good. Very good.
So am I.
Very good again.
So am I.
So am I. Very good. And?
Me too.
Me too. Very good. I'm not ordering, Annabel. I'm not ordering.
I'm not ordering either.
Uh-huh.
Me neither.
Yeah.
Neither am I.
Neither am I. Very good. Repeat. So am I.
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 All right. Very good. Neither am I.
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 All right. I'm not a giant. Neither am I.
Neither am I.
Neither am I.
Neither am I.
I'm not an animal.
Neither am I.
Neither am I.
Neither am I.
I'm not a baby.
Neither am I.
Neither?
Neither am I.
Neither am I.
Very good. I'm not a giraffe.
Neither am I.
Neither am I.
Neither am I.
Very good. I'm a person.
Neither am I.
So am I. Unless you're not a person. Hey, no judgment. So I'm a person. And you? So?
So am I.
Very good.
So am I.
So am I.
I'm human.
So am I.
So am I.
So am I.
I'm in Madrid.
So am I.
So am I.
So am I.
I'm sitting.
So am I.
So am I.
So am I.
I'm not standing.
Me neither.
Very good. But the other one? The other
neither
one?
Am I.
Neither am I.
Neither am I.
Neither am I.
I'm not swimming.
Neither am I.
Neither am I.
Neither am I.
I'm working.
So am I.
No, you're not working.
We are working on English.
All right. Yeah. All right. Very good. Very good. All right. Okay. Let's take a look at drill number 52. It's about nationalities, and we're doing sentences 21 to 30. So, what nationality are people from Ethiopia? What nationality are people from Ethiopia? Remember, most of the nationalities are regular, all right? Which means, for example, Ethiopia turns to, or Egypt turns to Egyptian. What other nationality is there? Colombia turns to Colombian. Ecuador turns to Ecuadorian. All right, so Ethiopia turns to?
Ethiopian.
Oh, very good. So what nationality are people from Ethiopia? Before you answer, I want you to say, you're asking me what nationality people from Ethiopia are. And then you answer, people from Ethiopia are Ethiopian. Go.
What nationality?
No, I'm asking. What nationality are people from Ethiopia?
What nationality?
And you say, you're asking me.
Ah, okay. You're asking me what nationality
people from
Ethiopian
are. Well, you're asking me what nationality people from Ethiopia are.
You're asking me what nationality
people
from Ethiopian are.
Ethiopia, the country?
Ethiopia are.
Very good. And now your answer. People.
People from Ethiopian.
Ethiopia.
Ethiopia.
Uh-huh.
Are Ethiopian.
That's it. People from Ethiopia are Ethiopian. And y repetís, Ethiopia. Muchas veces y suena raro, ¿no? What nationality are people from Finland? What nationality are people from Finland?
You are asking me what nationality are people from
Finland?
No,
what nationality people from Finland are.
You are asking me what nationality people from Finland are.
Very good. And your answer is?
My answer is people from Finland are Finnish.
Finnish. Very good. What nationality are people from France?
You are asking me what nationality are people from France.
Are at the end.
You're asking me what nationality
people
from France are.
That's it. Very good. And your answer is?
People from France are French.
People from France.
People from France are French.
French.
People from France are French.
What you're saying is people from Fran. Without this, and I need you to say people from France.
People from France.
That's it.
Are friends.
That's it. Very good. People from France are French. What nationality are people from Germany?
You are asking me what nationality people from Germany are.
Very good. And your answer is?
People from Germany are Germany.
No, they're not Germany.
People from Germany are German.
That's it. Very good. What nationality are people from Greece? What nationality are people from Greece?
You are asking... No.
Yes.
Are you asking me what nationality people from Greece are?
Very good. And what nationality are people from Greece?
People from Greece are Greece. No.
Greek.
People from Greece are Greek.
That's it. People from Greece are Greek. Very good. What nationality are people from Holland? What nationality are people from Holland? Jesus.
You are asking me what nationality people from Holland are.
Yes.
People from Holland are Netherlands.
Nope. No. What nationality are they?
A Dutch.
That's it. Again.
People from Holland are...
Holland.
People from Holland are Dutch.
Very good. What nationality are people from Hungary? What nationality are people from Hungary?
You are asking me what nationality...
Stop. How do you say nacionalidad?
Nationality.
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 All right, start again.
You are asking me what nationality people from...
Hungary?
Hungary are.
Very good. And your answer?
People from Hungary are Hungarian.
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 That's it. People from Hungary are Hungarian. What nationality are people from India? What nationality are people from India?
You are asking me what nationality people from India are.
Very good. And your answer?
People from India are Indians.
Without the S?
Indian.
Indian. That's it. Perfect. Again.
People from Indian are...
India?
People from India are Indian.
Perfect. What nationality are people from Indonesia? What nationality are people from Indonesia?
You are asking me what nationality people from Indonesia are.
And your answer is?
People from Indonesia are Indonesian.
Very good. And what nationality are people from Ireland? What nationality are people from Ireland?
You're asking me...
Again?
You're asking me what nationality people from Ireland are.
Very good. And your answer is?
People from Ireland are Irish.
Are Irish. Very good. That's it. People from Ireland are Irish. So we know Ethiopia. Nationality?
Ethiopian.
Ethiopian. Finland?
Finnish.
France?
French.
Germany?
German.
Greece?
Greek.
Holland?
Dutch.
Hungary?
Hungarian.
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 Hungarian. India?
Indian.
Indonesia?
Indonesian.
Ireland?
Irish.
Very good. All right. Drill number 38, sentences 41 to 50. Is Switzerland a country? Is Switzerland a country?
Yes, it is. Switzerland is a country.
In
Europe.
Very good. Switzerland is a country in Europe. Is Madrid a town?
No, it's not. No, it's not. Madrid is not a town.
Mm-hmm. So it's?
It's a city.
Where?
In Spain.
Very good. It's a city in Spain. Is the Vistula a river? Is a Vistula a river?
Yes, it is.
Very good. It's a river in?
It's a river in Poland.
Very good. It's a river in Poland. Excellent. And is Austria a city? Is Austria a city?
No, it's not.
Very good.
It's a country.
Where?
It's a country in Europe.
Very good. Is Valencia a city?
Yes, it is. It's a city in Spain.
Very good. Is the Oder a town?
What is that?
Is the Oder a town?
Order.
Oder.
Order.
Yes, is the Oder a town?
No, it's not.
What is it?
It's a river.
Very good.
It's a river in Poland.
Very good. And where else?
Germany.
Yes, yes. Very good. Germany. It's a river in Germany, Poland, and the Czech Republic, actually. Is Barcelona a city?
Yes, it is. It's a city in Spain.
Very good. Is Alcalá Júcar a city?
No, it's not. It's a town. It's a town in the south of Spain.
South-ish. Albacete.
Saudish, yes.
Is the Tajo a river?
Yes, it is. It's a river in Spain.
Very good. Is Champs-Élysées a street?
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's a street in Spain.
In Spain. It's where they speak a little bit like this.
It's a street in Germany.
No.
No.
It has a tower. It has a tower. The city has a tower. It's called the Eiffel Tower. That city.
France.
Yeah, but what city? France. What's the capital of France?
Paris.
Very good. So is the Champs-Élysées a street?
Yes, it is.
Uh-huh.
It's a city in Paris.
It's a street in Paris.
It's a street in Paris.
It's a street in Paris. All right. Very good. We're going to do a few more ask me sentences. And this is drill 60, and we're doing sentences 1 to 10. Ask me if Spanish is an easy or a difficult language for me.
Is Spanish an easy or a difficult language? This. For you.
For you. Again.
Is Spanish an easy or a difficult language for you?
Very good. And now nice and fluently. Is Spanish an easy or a difficult language for you? Very good. Spanish is an easy language for me. Ask me if math is an easy or a difficult subject for me.
Is math an easy or a difficult subject for you?
Subject.
Is math.
Stop. Only subject. Subject. Say subject.
Subject.
That's it. Go.
Is math an easy or a difficult subject for you?
Very good. Math is so-so. It's rather difficult subject for me. Ask me if German is an easy or a difficult language for me.
Is German an easy or a difficult language for you?
Very good. German is an easy language for me. Ask me if geography is an easy or a difficult subject for me.
Is geography an easy or a difficult subject for you?
Again?
Is geography an easy or a difficult subject for you?
Very good. Geography is an easy subject for me. Ask me if chemistry is an easy or a difficult subject for me.
Is chemistry an easy or a difficult subject for you?
Very good. Chemistry is a difficult subject for me. Ask me if physics is an easy or a difficult subject for me.
Is physics an easy or a difficult subject for you?
How do you say difícil?
Difficult.
Difficult. Don't forget that final T. And how do you say asignatura?
Subject.
Sub.
Subject.
That's it. Start again.
Is physics an easy or a difficult subject?
Subject
for you.
Very good. Physics is a difficult subject for me. Ask me if history is an easy or a difficult subject for me.
Is history an easy or a difficult subject for you?
Very good. And now a little bit less robotic and a little bit more like a question. Is history an easy or a difficult subject for you?
Is history an easy or a difficult subject for you?
Very good. History is an easy subject for me. Ask me if art is an easy or a difficult subject for me.
Is art an easy or a difficult subject for you?
Very good. Art is a difficult subject for me. Ask me if music is an easy or a difficult subject for me.
Is music an easy or a difficult subject? Is music an easy or a difficult subject for you?
Very good. So music is a very tremendously difficult subject for me. And ask me if PE is an easy or a difficult subject for me.
Is PE an easy or a difficult
subject?
Ah, okay. Is PE?
What is PE?
Physical education.
PE.
Is PE an easy or a difficult subject for you?
Difficult.
Difficult subject for you.
Very good. Difficult subject.
Subject. Is PE an easy or a difficult subject for you?
Very good. PE is an easy difficult for me. PE is an easy subject for me. PE is an easy subject for me. Very good. You guys are good. You guys are amazing. Let's take a look at vocabulary list number 12 before we finish today's program. It goes like this. Accidente. Jesus.
Accident.
Accident it is. Todos o todo.
Todos. Where? No.
Anybody?
All.
Okay, all. How do you say en casa? En casa, Dave. En casa.
At home.
At home.
At home.
Home.
At home.
No, you're saying home. I need you to say home.
At home.
That's it. Much better. Home. Very good. Hermano. Annabelle.
Brother
it is. Very good. Viaje de negocios.
Business trip.
Very good. Ropa.
Clothes.
Yes. Now, funny thing about clothes, me he matado media vida intentando decir clothes. And then somebody told me, as native speakers, we don't really pronounce the TH. It's just clothes. I'm like, all right, great, you know. Now, Jesus, all right, share your experience. Contradict me. A ver. No, dime.
No, I say normally clothes.
That's the thing. Me too. Yeah. But then a lot of native speakers.
I am Spanish.
But then that's what I'm saying. A lot of native speakers actually say clothes. They don't really say clothes. They don't pronounce the TH and the S. They say clothes. So I'm not going to correct you on that. I'm not. Clothes. All right. Ropa, clothes. Algodón.
Cotton.
Cotton it is. And do you know what cotton candy is?
Yes.
Espumas dulces.
No. It's a sweet.
Algodón de azúcar. Yeah. Cotton candy.
Today to the cinema, to the theater.
Exactly. comedor.
Dining room.
Very good. Dining room. Oído, oreja.
Ear.
Very good. Cada o todos.
Every.
Very good. Cara.
Face.
Very good. Pie.
Feet.
No, but that's
foot.
Two. Very good. So one.
Foot.
Two.
Feet.
Very good. Mano.
Hand.
Very good. Alto.
Tall.
Or. Tall or.
High.
Very good. High. What about hotel? Jesus.
Hotel.
That's it. ¿Cuántos? ¿Cuántos?
How many?
¿Cuánto?
How much?
Very good. La India.
Indian.
India.
India.
Without the. Remember the countries. that need the article, the India is not one of them. Even though it's La India in Spanish, it's not the India in English. Very good. How do you say muchos? Muchos, Jesus.
A lot of.
Very good. Or? Or? Me?
Many.
Many. Very good. Carne?
Meat. Meat.
Yeah. Meat. Very good. Película?
Film.
Or?
Movie.
Movie. Very good. Camino o carretera?
Road.
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 Road. That's it. Road. Very good. How do you say nieve?
Snow.
Very good. Sopa?
Soap.
Soup.
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 Soap.
No, what is soap? Jabón. Classic mistake. Soap is jabón. Soup is sopa. All right. How do you say sorpresa? Sorpresa.
Surprise.
Surprise. Very good. I'm sorry. Only Annabelle got stuff wrong. So todo o todos.
All.
Very good. How do you say alto?
Hi.
Yes. La India.
India.
Very good. Camino o carretera?
Road.
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 Again.
Road.
Road. Very good. And sopa?
Soup.
Soup. Very good. All right. Let's take a look at my Twitter question I asked you today, and it went like this. Is English an easy or difficult language for you? So what would you answer? What would you answer? English?
It's English. It's an easy language for me.
Very good. English is an easy language for you. But what am I asking you? What am I asking you?
You're asking me
English
an easy
is
an easy or a difficult language for you?
For me or for you?
For me.
Very good. So what do I want to know?
You want to know if English is an easy or a difficult language for you.
Very good. For me or for you?
For you.
No, for me, no. Oh,
okay.
For you.
For
you. All right. Very good. Well done for those of you who answered on Twitter. Amazing job. Thank you guys for being here. Thank you guys out there for listening. And we'll see you tomorrow. Same time, same place. Bye bye.
El libro del programa English O'Clock te ha ofrecido este programa.
Ask me if I still exaggerate.
Do you still exaggerate?
Yes, I do. But I always exaggerate the truth. You understand?
Yeah.
You know, the teachers in Bowen are the best teachers in the world. But it's true. It's true.
You're right.
I mean, it's absolutely true. I mean, I'm sure there are a few teachers in Tokyo or in Buenos Aires who are outstanding teachers. But per language school, there are one or two. Here we have 300. It's just outstanding. On a scale of 1 to 10, we have quality 8, 9, and 10. And the average quality in the world of English teachers is 3. The difference is tremendous. And when people come here for the first time and have a class, and they've never been with us before, they can't believe it. They say, wow, this class is different. If they have experience with English classes, of course, this class is different. They make me, well, I have to be alert. I have to pay attention. I have to produce. To learn English well, from birth to age 5, we have the AVE, el AVE, the bullet train. Little children absorb quickly and easily. Don't wait until later. Start your children from the very beginning. If you don't, you will miss